Many of the plastic living quarters of the 400 or so insects in this laboratory bear the ominous skull and crossbones, meaning that their bite can be anything from painful to downright deadly. Their venom contains hundreds of chemical components, each with a different target and effect, and that makes them interesting to medical researchers.
Some of them we found actually can kill bacteria, and bacteria like E. coli and Staphylococcus that are very relevant at the moment where modern medicines is failing. And we're also finding venoms that are modifying and killing cancer cells.
Finding new ways to kill bacteria is vital, since the excessive use of antibiotics has created some superbugs, like tuberculosis, that have grown resistant to the medicines we have historically used against them. Animal venom has already been used in medicines, but with about 100,000 different venomous animals in the world, there is much more to discover. Trim says VenomTech researchers are trying to isolate and catalog those components, looking for the ones that could be turned into new drugs.
The principle of VenomTech is separating venoms out into their component parts and targeting them to the right disease area. So this is the experience of the team in drug discovery of putting the right venom for the right drug target. So we maximize the hits, and a hit is an interesting peptide that might make it to a drug.
The insects are well fed in order to produce as much venom as possible, which is extracted in a way that doesn't harm the animal.
We anaesthetize the invertebrates, just put them asleep, makes it safer for us because they're immobile, they can't bite us, but also it's better for the animals as well. And using a very tiny electrical stimulation just to contract the muscle, and squeeze the gland, so we get a small amount of venom produced.
Components are separated through a two-phase process called high-pressure liquid chromatography that yields about 100 proteins per venom. Each protein contains between 1 and 5 different molecules that may someday be turned into powerful new drugs. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.